Blog Talk Radio.
Hit me. How y'all doing this evening? How y'all doing this evening? Do y'all want that bounce? Do y'all want that bounce? I say, do y'all want that bounce? That bounce?
No.
you'll fight this battle for me and help my unbelief, so I can tell all my friends
you won again,
that you have won again. Let your power flow. That you have won again. Anybody need the power in here?
We need it.
Come on, let your power fall. When your name is called, through the dark road. Every time they talked about me, every time they lied on me, God, you're mighty. This is what I need you to do.
Fight this battle.
Fight this battle for me. Anybody needing the price of battles in here? This is what I need you to do, Lord. I can't do it by myself.
For me.
Yeah, yes. That you have won again.
You won.
You have won.
Thank you.
You did it again.
Yeah.
I said you have won again.
You have won again.
You brought me up so many times.
You have won again.
Over and over and over again. Never lost a patient. I didn't even know how I was gonna make it. But oh,
you pulled me through.
You're a winner. Time after time. Yeah. My husband could do. You're a champion. You're undefeated. Because you did it for me. You brought me out. You made a way.
Yes, he did.
Got you. I give you glory. I bless your name.
I give him praise.
Because you won. Because you're faithful. Hallelujah, thine the glory.
revive us.
Again, you have won. Again,
you have won.
Lift your hands, everybody, and see you.
Time.
I could see my way out with you. Yeah. He's Jesus all by himself, y'all. I'm getting excited thinking about your goodness. How you keep on making a way for me.
Good morning and welcome to the Worldwide Gospel Connection. I am Pastor Daniel Douglas, along with none other than my lovely co-host, none other than the pastor of the Abba House International, along with myself, none other than Pastor Kashima Douglas. We're here to encourage, inspire, and strengthen you through the Word of God. It's what we do on a day-to-day basis, and we're just excited that God has allowed us to be able to share with you this morning this fantastic and life-changing experience in the Word on this morning. This morning, guys, before we go any further, as always, guys, we want to read our scripture, and then we're going to go into our virtual fervent prayer where we will just call on the name of the Lord on this morning. You'll find us as our scripture on this morning would be Philippians 4 and 8, which is one of my favorite scriptures, by the way. Philippians 4 and 8 says, "Finally, brethren, whatever things are true, whatever things are noble, whatever things are just, whatever things are pure, whatever things are loving, whatever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, and if there be any praiseworthy, meditate on these things." Amen. Meditate on these things. Let us go into prayer. Gracious and eternal Father, we thank you for this opportunity to come before you in the effectual fervent prayer. God, to call on your mighty and rich name on this morning. God, our prayer this morning, God, is that you would shift this very atmosphere. God, as we go into your broadcast on this morning, God, because we don't own this thing, God. God, this is all you. This is your handiwork. Your hand is on this broadcast, God. So this morning, we thank you, God, for just coming in and shifting and moving by your power and by your grace and by your mercy. God, to come into the room right now, God, and take charge, God. Throw your weight around in the room right now. God, let the enemy know, God, that it is you and you alone that has come into the room, God, and set the captives free, God. You have set the record straight, God, all the lies and innuendos, God, that the enemy has tried to set up and put out before these your people. God, they are free because your word says that the Son has set free is free indeed. So thank you, Father, for setting the people free, setting their minds, hearts, and God, liberating them in the way, God, you have liberated them in. God, our prayer tonight, on this morning, God, in this night season of their life, God, is that you show up and you show out. God, give them the strength to be able to stand and to withstand, God, whatever issue or circumstance they may be in today. God, our prayer this morning, God, is that you will shift that very place right now. God, give them the ability, God, to see you in the midst of it. God, you are in the midst of the chaos. God, you are still God, and you are still God all by yourself. God, and we thank you in advance, God, for all things being made well. God, in the mighty and rich name of Jesus do we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. This morning, guys, we want to make sure that we acknowledge those countries that are listening in. We thank you so very much for partnering up with us and tuning in with us like you do on a day-to-day basis. We love you so very much for it. We continue to pray for you. We continue to intercede for you. Those of you all who are missionaries and pastors and apostles that have established churches in those areas of these different countries. God, we are calling on your name for them in their stead, God. God, because we understand that the work that they are doing right now is a very hard task, and it is not an easy task because of the taskmasters that's in that region. God, we understand, God, that the enemy will come in against them like a flood. But, Lord, we understand also, God, that you will build up a standard against them. God, we are praying, God, that they will not take their hand from the plow. God, don't stop the work, God. They will continue, God, to go in, God, and to confess the name of Jesus Christ. And also, God, to convert those, God, who would like to have the desire to walk in, God, your graces, to walk in your presence, to walk in your continued love on today. Father, our prayer is, God, that you would continue to give them the strength to continue to stand in that place and give them the ability, God, to see those things that be not as though they were. Amen? Amen. So we thank you guys so very much for tuning in. All of our overseas partners, we love you so very much. We thank you for your continued support, and we ask that you will continue to support us as we do this great work, that undertaking that God has given to us to do. Amen? Amen. We have the United States. We have Canada. We have Brazil. We have Ghana. We have Guyana. We have Kenya. We have Zimbabwe. We have South Africa. We have Jamaica. We have Germany. We have Hong Kong. We have China. We have Bulgaria, we have Russia, and we have Mexico. Thank you guys so very much for continuing to be a part of what God is doing in this hour and in this time. And remember, guys, that number is 563-999-3628. Again, that number is 563-999-3628. Press 1 for prayer. Those of y'all who are desired for us to pray with you, or you just want to share your testimony, or you guys just want to tell us how the broadcast is blessing you, we look forward to you giving us that call, and we look forward to speaking with you. And we love you so very much. And remember always that we are here for you, and we will be praying for you and interceding for you as this. Yeah. Oh, she messed up a stride, y'all laughing. We'll be continuing to pray and interceding for you as we continue to pray for you. Please continue to pray for us. You guys, hold on. We're going to go to a quick musical break. We'll be right back. You're listening to the Worldwide Gospel Connection.
Couldn't even make a sound. for this treasure found. I don't want you to go. My heart is burning in your presence, Lord. Please stay. I don't want you to go. In your presence, and I want more. I want more. I want more. Jesus, I want.
Anybody feel like I feel in this room?
I want more. Jesus, I want more.
Come on, if you feel like I feel, would you cry that out in this room today?
Talk to me. My heart is burning when I'm in.
too many storms have passed your way, and you're all washed out, 'cause it rained on your parade. Seems nobody cares about you anyway. Now you're living your life like a castaway. Search for strength inside, was it all in vain? 'Cause the deeper you dig, you find more and more pain. Don't let your tomorrow be like yesterday, 'cause I spoke to God, I called out your name, and on your behalf, I just asked if he would be there for you. Never have to live a lie, never have to wonder why, never want for nothing, you're always satisfied in the peace that his arms will provide. He will erase any guilt or shame, any bad habits you got, you won't want to do them again. Yes, we all can change, I can testify. See, I spoke to God, adore you. Just want to tell you, Lord, I love you more than anything. I lift my hands in total adoration unto you. You reign on the throne, for you are God and God alone. Because of you, my cloudy days are gone.
Thank you.
I can sing to you this song. I just want to say that I love you more than anything. Yeah.
I lift my hands in total adoration unto you.
Come on, say it. You reign on the throne.
You reign on the throne, for you are God.
If you know there's power in the name of Jesus, somebody shout that name, Jesus. Shout the name, Jesus. Shout the name, Jesus. Come on, scream his name into the nation. Respond, somebody. Shout the name, Jesus. Oh, oh, oh. There is power in the name of Jesus. Woo! There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. To break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. To break every chain, break every chain. Break every chain. Let's say it together. There is power.
There is power.
Come on. We know where the power is. Shout, there is power.
There is power.
Break every chain. I feel the power in the room. Say,
break every chain. Break every chain. Break every.
Somebody put your hands in the air right here. Let's do it together.
There's an army rising up.
Come on, kingdom of God, shout. There's an army.
There's an army.
Rising up. Now shout it out, say to break every chain. To break every
Good morning and welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back. My God, break every chain. Break every chain. Listen, guys, I want to share something with you this morning. But before we do that, let us get our minds set in that place to receive the word of the Lord on this morning. Let us get our minds in that place right now. Come on, let's lend me your minds, lend me your hearts for a moment as we talk to the Lord, as we feast the Lord this morning and call on his mighty name to help us as we go into this venture of his word on this morning. Gracious and eternal Father, we thank you for this word of life. Father, we thank you for this seed, Father God, that will be planted into the soil of their souls on this morning. God, our prayer is, God, as we partake of this word, God, that we do not lose hope. Father, that we don't lose strength, that we don't lose power. God, that we don't get caught up in this place that we're in. But Father, we ask that you would speak life, Lord God, and speak life that more abundantly. God, that we'll be able to receive from you, Father God. God, everything that we need. God, according to your riches and glory. God, our prayer this morning, God, is that this word go forth. God, that is planted into their hearts, God, that they are built up from the crown of their head to the soles of their feet. God, let your word now take root, God, as a seed, God, into their hearts and into their minds. God, let your word now, God, be, God, the very driving force, the very thing, God, God, that keeps them moving, that keeps them pushing, keeps them driving on this morning, God. God, we ask, God, that you would touch their minds, touch their hearts, God, and quiet the chaos, God. God, silence the noisome pestilence. God, and gird their hearts up, God, for every thing, God, that is keeping them from feeling your presence on this morning. God, we ask this prayer, Father God. We ask this supplication, God, in the mighty and rich name of Jesus do we pray. And the body of Christ said, amen. Amen and amen. God bless you. For those of you all who are continuing to join in with us on this morning, again, there is a word. There is a word from the Lord on this morning. You assigned me in a passage of scripture that we have undoubtedly heard in our hearing before. Very profound passage of scripture that I believe this morning will give to those that are under the sound of our voices this morning hope. Hope, amen? Hope. So here you will find the reading of Hebrews 10 and 35. Hebrews 10, 35, and it reads like this. It says, cast not away therefore your confidence, which has great recompense of reward. I'm going to read that again. Cast away not therefore your confidence, which has great recompense of reward. This morning, I want to share with you this passage of scripture with the tag or the plug this morning. If you allow me this moment of just a moment to speak it into your hearing, God is speaking in your chaos. God is speaking in your chaos. Touch two or three people around you. I know you do. We're going to act like we in church this morning and tell them, God is speaking in your chaos. Father, may you add a blessing to the hearers, the doers, and the receivers of your word. As we read this passage of scripture, and it speaks to us in a way to give us an understanding that in the midst of whatever issue or circumstance we may be experiencing, God is telling us this morning that we should be confident in who He is to us and who we are in the Spirit. I'm going to say that again because I want you to get it. I want you to get it. He's letting us know that we need to know who we are in Him and who we are in the Spirit, because for us to be able to overcome the issues of this life, we must understand and comprehend that we cannot lose ourselves in our condition. We cannot lose ourselves in our issue. We cannot lose ourselves in the place of pain and in the place of hurt. We cannot lose ourselves in the battle. We can't lose ourselves in this fight. We can't lose ourselves in our condition, in our circumstances. We can't lose ourselves in the midst of whatever hellacious battle we may be going through, no matter what the enemy may be throwing at us and how he's throwing, what he's throwing at us. We cannot, ladies and gentlemen, lose our confidence. He's a castaway, therefore, for not your confidence, for it has great recompense of reward. There is a reward that if we hang on to our confidence. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, sometimes the storms and the rain gets a little out of hand. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, sometimes the tears and the fears of life can become a little bit more, can become a little bit more difficult for us to be able to move forward because of our issue and because of what the enemy has set up and orchestrated and set into, well, the only way I can describe it is set the wheels of the issue or chaos to start. Yes, but see, God has a way of showing us who we are in our storm. Come on, let me help you this morning. I ain't going to be before you long, I promise. I'm just going to drop this nugget in your life and I'm going to move on. But watch the text. It says, cast away therefore not your confidence. Yes, yes, yes. See, some people call it arrogance. Come here. Some people say you being bougie. Some people say you think you more than everybody. Some of them might even say you think you just the business. You think you the catch me out. You think you catnip. You think you the one. But see, when you are confident in what you know who you are, come on, let me help you and bless you to your best place. It's not the fact that you're being bougie, but it's not the fact that you think you're more than everybody else. It's the fact that you just know who you are in God, and you refuse, come here, to let anybody talk you off the ledge. Can I preach like I know how this morning? Can I preach to you like I know how? Can I preach to you where the Spirit is showing it to me? See, the reason why the enemy keeps you in this place is because of the simple fact, ladies and gentlemen. Real talk, can we talk for real? Can we be real in the room? Can we be real in the room? The reason why the enemy can keep you in this place is because, watch this here, he gets you to the point to where you think that you ain't got it all together. He makes you think that you ain't it. He makes you think, watch this here, he makes you think that you are the one that's missing all the stuff that's going on. But in actuality, if you really want to know the truth about the situation, God has already orchestrated and set up some things in your life, and when you walk therein, come here, the enemy gets nervous. Oh Lord, have mercy on this morning. When you walk
understand who you really are, when you start to move around like you really are, when you start to come here, you start to hear what God is really saying to you, and you realize that all this time that the enemy has been lying to you, when you realize you're a royal priesthood, when you realize you're a holy nation, when you realize you're above and not beneath, when you realize you're a lender and not a borrower, when you realize, come here, that you're a king's kid, when you realize, oh Lord, when you realize that God has told you, I called you out, I pulled you out from this particular time and moment in your life, you got to understand that the devil gets nervous. Devil gets a little nervous. He starts biting his fingernails because now he has to come up with another plan. He got to come up with another way to go. Oh, God, help me right in this little section right here. I need you to step into the room, God. God, and shake the very pits of hell tonight, right now, God, in this night season in their life, to let them know that you can overcome that thing that's come against you. Like the Bible says it like this, and you shall have power after that which the Holy Ghost has come upon you to tread upon serpents and scorpions and all manner of evil. See, you got to understand, God, help me right through here. The serpent that he's talking about is the enemy. The scorpion he's talking about is the sting of death. Watch the text. He said, you have power to tread upon serpents and scorpions. In other words, you got power to stand on the enemy. And because you have been given this power to stand on the enemy, he's going to try to belittle you. He's going to try to make you feel like you're less than. He's going to try to make you feel like you are where they say you are. He's going to try to come here and let me preach it to your breast space, preach it to your purpose, and drive you to your destiny. Watch this. He's going to try to make you feel like you are your past. You come here and let me tell you the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. So help me, God. Come here, let me help you. God has already called you to be who you are, but the enemy wants you to think because you made a mistake. Then, oh Lord, because you've fallen, because come here and let me preach it. God wants you to know that because you were where you were, because you went through what you went through, but comes here because of the issues and circumstances of your life. That's the reason why I called you. Come here, Moses. Let the people know what's going on with you. Oh, well, I murdered a man and made him insane. Come here, David, and talk to him. What did you do? Well, God help me right here. I slept with Bathsheba and had her husband killed. Come here, Abraham. What did you do? Well, I lied and said my wife was my sister. So let me help you real quick. You're in real good company with some folks that have made some mistakes, but God still used them. Preacher, you preaching the hard message this morning. God help me. You got to understand, it does not matter where you find yourself. You're still usable by God. Well, cast away, therefore, not your confidence, for you have great recompense of reward. There is a reward that's attached to you when you stand in your confidence. I'm almost done. Give me about 3-4 more minutes of your time. I'm supposed to put a bow on it, and I'm going on about my business. Listen, he says that your confidence has great recompense of reward. I like that word, recompense, because when I hear the word recompense, I think of a wrecking ball. Come here. Oh, Lord, have mercy. When I hear the word recompense, I think about a wrecking ball. Ah, oh, God. Have you ever known, have you ever seen back in the day when they used to have this big old wrecking ball and what they would do before they modernized time and they started using the explosives to tear down buildings? That was this wrecking ball. And what they would do with it is they would take this thing, and it was a long metal chain that went down to this big, gigantic ball. And what they would do is they would take this wrecking ball, and they would swing it, and they would hit it at some very vital and key spots in the building to make the building fall. Y'all ride with me for a minute. I'm trying to help y'all this morning. Lord, he would put strategic points. There would be a man that would walk through the building. He would call, watch this here. He was called an inspector. He would walk through the building, and he would find certain weak spots in the building. And when he find the weak spots, he'll tell the people, he said, okay, he'll draw it up. And he said, you need to hit him here. You need to hit him here. You need to hit him here. And when you hit him here, everything's going to fall. God help me. You preaching like you know how to preach this morning, boy. But since the enemy won't know what hit him when you realize you have great wrecking pits of reward. You got a wrecking ball that attached to your praise. You got a wrecking ball that attached to your worship. You got a wrecking ball that turned into a workshop. Y'all, excuse me, that was stuck right up in here, right up in here. You got a wrecking ball that's attached to your worship, your praise, your prayer life, your intercession. Watch this here, your reading of your word, your trusting in God. There is a wrecking ball. Once you realize who you are and what you got attached to your life, God, my God, this morning I feel the shift of the Lord. Watch the text. He said, you have great wrecking pits of reward. When you realize who you are and what you got, you become a wrecking ball. You can hit the enemy right where it hurts. You can hit the enemy right between his eyes. You can hit, You can hit the enemy right just that bucket right in the spot where you're going to make him make his knees buckle. Because watch what you learn how to do. You learn how to thank him in the chaos. You learn how to worship him in the chaos. You learn how to bless his name in the chaos. You learn how to trust the Lord in the chaos. You learn how to walk after God in the chaos. You learn how to lean on God in the chaos. Because watch the fear. To be told the chaos brings the best out in you. So here he says it has great recompense of reward. Head of my side. Corabande de Oshiti. Kambande de Omo Rabasatai. Dande de Amansi. It has great recompense of reward. So you're telling me, preacher, that if I endure my chaos, I'll be rewarded. If I endure Satai, Horababahaya. If I continue to trust God in this thing, I'm going to be rewarded. If I continue to bless the name of the Lord, with all hell breaking loose, I'm going to be rewarded. If I keep on calling on his name, even in the midnight hour, when come here, woman, come here, come here. When nobody else is calling his name, I'm going to be rewarded. Even when the winds and the waves are beating up against my ship, and the water is coming into my ship, and I'm trusting him, I'm going to get rewarded. When I still stand after my daddy died, when I still stand after my mama got sick, if I still come here, come here, come here, if I still stand and my marriage is falling apart, if I still stand in my children ain't right. If I still stay, come here and let me preach you to your best place, push you to your purpose and drive you to your destiny on this morning. You telling me if I still stand in the midst of all the hell that's breaking loose in my life, I'm going to be rewarded. Yes, you are. You have to understand that the chaos is designed to prove to you that what the enemy tried to do. Hey, boy, you preaching like you know what you're talking about this morning. The chaos is designed to show you who you are in God. This is a good word this morning. I don't know who this may be falling on the ears of. I don't know where you may be at this morning, but I want to let you know that the thing that you're in right now is designed to build you up. The thing that you're in right now is designed to show you, that you are the royal priesthood, that you are the holy nation. Watch this here. Only thing you got to do is stick to Ephesians 6. Put on the old armor of God. Lord, he's in the whole, yes, the whole armor. You got to put everything on. See, when you're going after your reward, you can't have anything. Come here, let me help you real quick. Let me bless you to your best place. Push you to your purpose of God, you to your destiny real quick. Y'all know that's my last one. Watch this. Ephesians 6 talks about some very key points that we need to cover. First off, we talked about the helmet of salvation. The helmet of salvation is what keeps your head covered. See, when the chaos is coming, you got to keep your mind right. Come here and let me help you. Hello, anybody here, lights and walls. Let me help you. Let me help you. I'm trying to see. I'm knocking on your door. That's me knocking on your door. I'm knocking on your door. Can you answer the door, please? Can you answer the door? See, you have to understand there are some gates in your life that must be preacher. There are some gates that need to be covered in your life that keeps you from getting, when the chaos comes, that keeps you from getting all worked up and getting all tangled up and tied up in the issue that you're going through. You got to put on the right stuff in order for you to get the victory, in order for you to get your reward. You got to understand there's some coverage that has to take place. So here. He says, put on the helmet of salvation. Watch the helmet. The helmet is designed. Watch it. In the Roman army in those days, what the helmet actually did was it was almost as if it was let me describe it to you what it was. See, when you slid the helmet on, the helmet covered the full head and it covered the ears, and so the only thing that was open was the eyes. Come on. And let me help you with this real quick. What happened is the helmet went so far up to the front where the eyes were that you could only, watch this here, you could only see what was in front of you. It was designed to teach us how to battle together. It was designed to teach us how to fight together, because if I'm looking my way and you looking your way, the enemy can't come in. That was free. That was your nugget right there. You ain't fighting nobody. You ain't fighting nobody but the enemy. You ain't fighting each other. That was free. That was a freebie. That was a freebie right there. But watch this. The helmet covered the ears, and the head. So if there was ever a headshot, it would not do any damage because of the helmet. Watch this. If they tried to hit the ear was covered, so it could not do any damage to the eardrum, because if they stop you from hearing, if they can stop you from hearing what the captain was saying, if they can stop you, come here and listen to me. If they can stop you from hearing what they, what your counterparts were telling you, they can win the battle. But watch here, the helmet covered the ears and the head. Now let's deal with the eyes, because those are two gates, your mind gate, your ear gate, now your eye gate. Now the eye gate was designed to keep you focus. It covered to a certain point to where your vision was only clear. And some people tell you it's bad to have tunnel vision. When it's in God, it ain't a bad thing to have tunnel vision. Let me help you to your blessed place, push you to your purpose, and guide you to your destiny. When you got one agenda, when you got your eyes on God, the Bible says it looks like this. He said, I lift up my eyes toward the heels of toward the hills where my help comes from. I've got my eyes focused on my God, and my God got his eyes focused on me. If I'm walking in that place, I'm good. If I keep my eyes focused on my situation, that's your eye gate. Now, the other thing was the breastplate of righteousness. Now, the breastplate covers your heart. It keeps you from getting hit in the chest by arrows, keeps you from getting hit in the chest by all of the innuendos and all the stuff. See, the Bible says it like this. He said, no weapon formed against you shall prosper. Now, what I think we need to start preaching more of is that we got to preach more of that this weapon that the enemy formed, he is going to fire this weapon. He's not going to put it together and not test it out to see if it's going to work on somebody. And guess what? You are the test subject to see if I shoot them with this arrow of despair, if I shoot them with this arrow of distress, if I shoot them with this arrow of pain, if I shoot them with this arrow of lies and deception, if I come here and let me preach to you like I feel it down in the city of my never dying soul, if I shoot them with this thing, this thing that I'm shooting them with, it gonna cause them to stumble and fall. I got to try it and see if it works. But see, the breastplate of righteousness lets you know that even though the enemy has shot his weapon and it may have hit you in your chest, right into the heart of things, the heart of your life, the heart of the situation, it hits you right there. The righteousness of God lets you know that irregardless of it is hitting me, it's not going to fall. Lord, I almost threw this headset across the room. Listen, just because it hit does not mean that it's going to work. Just because, Lord, I know it felt like it worked. I know it come here and let me bless you to your blessed place, push you to your purpose, and drive you to your destiny. I realize that it hurts. I realize the tears are real. I realize that it made you stumble. I realize it made you go down on one knee. But watch this here. It still did not prosper, because what it was designed to do was to kill you. But guess what? Look around the room and tell them, I'm still. Put your name, Jesus. I'm still here. I'm still here. Breastplate of righteousness. Now the next thing, it's not a gate, but it's an important aspect of your life. It says, shod your shoes with the preparation of the gospel. This thing called confidence, you got to walk in it. You got to walk in who you are, baby. Don't let folk tell you you ain't good enough. Don't let nobody tell you you ain't gonna make it. Don't let them come in and bullshit. You gotta walk in who you are. You gotta walk in your confidence, baby. You gotta come in. Let me tell you something. What you ought to do is go ahead on and go to the store and get you a brand new pair, a good brand new pair of shoes. And I want you to do yourself a favor. I want you to put some scriptures in a pair of brand new shoes. Because God, come here, let me prophesy to you like I the Lord saying, go ahead and get you a new pair of shoes and put you some scripture in there. I don't even care what you put in there. I don't care if you put something according to your heart. I don't care if you put something according. You put that scripture in there that you need for you to stand on. And once you put that scripture in there, those new shoes, you won't be walking into a new thought. You're walking into a brand new thing. Every time you slide them shoes on your feet, you're going to walk home here and let me help you get to the place to where you need to be, babies. Watch them put you some gospel in them shoes and walk after what God says that you're going to walk after. The enemy's desire is to sift you like wheat. But watch this, there is a new thing that God is doing. Now, the next thing is your shield. Your shield. It says, the shield of faith that quits the fiery darts of the enemy. Now, just so happened, one of those darts may have hit you in the chest. But see, your faith, your shield of faith is what keeps the enemy from getting too comfortable. See, he might hit his shot one time. He might catch you in the chest. But see, there's a faith that you can block what the enemy is trying to do. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. How is it that you can walk into a new thing if you don't have the faith to see the new thing that you get? Come here and let me help you to your place. Oh, come here and let me help you to your place. Come here, let me help you. Watch, that faith, that shield of faith. See, that shield, in actuality, if you use the shield right, you can use the shield and the shield will cover up. Watch this. All the things that the enemy is coming in, even with your eyes, you can lift up that shield, and then when they come at you, you got your shield up, and you can duck your head behind your shield. And as faith, it keeps coming up. It keeps you stabilized. It keeps you together. When all hell is breaking loose, you got your shield of faith. Now watch this here. The sword, which is the word. Oh God, I love John 1 because John 1 is the prelude to Jesus coming in. What's the text? Let me help you. Matthew, Mark, Luke, they all do it differently, but John, they talk about the nativity, as they call it, and they talk about how the Magi came, the Magi was coming, and they came to present Jesus, baby Jesus, with a gift. But John goes a little bit deeper. John, they call John the Revelator. John went a little bit deeper. He said, in the beginning was the Word. And the Word was with God. And the Word was God. And there was nothing that was made. Made thee by him. Made them. Made thee them. So in other words, he's telling you that this Word goes deeper. Come on here. That the pages in this book, it goes, oh God, preacher, you're going to mess these folk up. Your word, his word goes deeper than us just reading. It has become a year. It has become a sword. Because watch this here. It cuts some things. It's even the word scripture says it cuts through the marrow, even to the bone, even to the spirit, even to that unclean thing, that unseen thing. He say that sword cuts through it all. You got to understand this word. goes deeper. When you get, oh Lord, when you get this word and get all tangled up inside of you, my grandmother said like this. She said, keep it in your heart, baby, keep it in your heart. Because when you got it in your heart, the enemy, when it comes against you, when the devil comes against you, you got it in your heart. And it's real hard for the enemy to get past the word when it's in your heart. He said, I've hid thy word in my heart. This is David, that I may not sin against you. So my confidence is attached to my weapons, and my weapons of warfare are not carnal, but they're mighty through God for the pulling down of strongholds. So here I am attached to the word. The word is attached to me, and I'm able to overcome the things that is in my life. So I can be confident in who I am in God. Touch two or three people. And I'm closing. Ask them this life-changing question. Who have you allowed to make you doubt your confidence in God? Who? What? Where and how have you allowed the enemy to come in and force feed you foolishness to make you doubt who you are in God? Cast away not therefore your confidence, for it has great recompense of reward. It has everything to do with what you walking into the clarification of who you are in God. Your reward is connected to your confidence. And if the enemy can take your confidence, he can take you. Amen. Amen. Father God, we thank you for this word today. Thank you for those that are under the sound of our voice. Pray that your word of life and your word of strength was given to these, your people, that they are able to stand and to withstand in the evil day. In the evil day. What the enemy has attempted to do in their life. And Father, we ask today, God, Lord, that you would give them the ability to stand and withstand and know that you are not only God, you are God all by yourself. And greater is he that is in them than he that is in this world. And so, Father, we give you praise. We give you glory. And we give you honor. For you have been good to us. You have wiped away the tears from our eyes and strengthened us on every weakened side, that we're able to stand in confidence, not only in who we are, not only in whose we are, but Father, in the future that you have provided for us. And for that, Father, we give your name glory, we give your name honor, we give your name dominion, and we give your name power. And we say thank you. Thank you for all good things being made well in our life. And we say, God, we glorify you and we magnify you and we bless your holy and righteous name. For if it had not been
for you on our side, where would we be? We thank you, O God, for peace. Thank you, 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 God, for peace. For those that are under the sound of our voices, thank you for peace for them. For it is in peace, God, that all things are made whole. All things are made right. All things are made to your perfection. And for that, God, we give you praise, glory, dominion, and power. In Jesus' mighty and infallible name, we pray. Amen, amen, and amen.
Show me your face, fill up this space. My world needs you right now. My world needs you right now. I can't escape being afraid. Fill me with you right now. My world needs you right now.
Show me your face. Fill up this space. My world needs you right now. My world needs you right now. I can't escape.
Bring with it a sound that points us to you right now. Erase substitutes right now. Fix what I see. And God, please fix me. Let us see you right now. My world needs you right now. Now
show me your face.
Oh,
fill up this space. My world needs you right now. My world needs you right now.
That's why I'm not ashamed to say.
Fill this space. My world needs you right now. My world needs you right now.
This song says, God's mercy kept me, so I wouldn't let go. Anybody in here ever felt like giving up, just throwing in the towel, just giving up? I'm not going to ask you to hunch anybody, but just look at them. That person you're looking at is here tonight only because of God's mercy and His grace. Somebody ought to just tell God, thank you for your mercy and your grace that kept me. I was really down. I was really down. The devil really had me. But God's mercy kept me. I'm here tonight because of God's mercy. Come on now, just thank Him. Just thank Him.
I almost let go.
God bless you. God bless you. Thank you guys for tuning in and being a part of today's broadcast.
Tell me I'm a guest for today.
Ain't no guest invader. Oh, thank you guys so much for tuning in and being a part of today's broadcast. We just want to say thank you so very much for all that you do and for everything that you do, everything that you do for us, for everything that you are a part of this broadcast and what we do here on the Worldwide Gospel Connection. Guys, remember always that you can call in. You can call in and be a part of what God is doing. Amen. Remember, that number is 563.
I'll go ahead and finish it, Apostle, because it seems like the prophet won't let you make it. He keep harassing you. Remember, the number is 563-999-3628. Press 1 to speak, or if you need prayer. The overcome scripture is Romans 10:9. If you declare with your mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. Romans 10:9 states, if you declare with your mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. All God wants is a yes from you. Just that simple. Nothing prolonged, no long prayer, no going into speaking in tongues or crying out. All he wants is that one word, yes. Completely surrender to him. It's just that simple. No, we're not saying it's going to be easy once you give God that yes. We're not saying that. Not saying it's going to be easy, but it's going to be worth it. Having faith the size of a mustard seed can and will move mountains. Stand on the word of God. Know that he is well able, and he will never leave you nor forsake you. Hold on to his word. He doesn't care what you did last night nor this morning. He loves you unconditionally. And he would never leave you nor forsake you. Remember, we're here for you. Iron sharpens iron, and we stand on that. No one's perfect. No one's perfect. I'm going to say this again. No one is perfect. But know that Apostle and I are here for you. If you need prayer, encouragement, or just need to talk to someone. Remember, overseas can't pray for God openly like we can. But we're here praying for them as well as you. Also, we have the Blessed All If You Need It. It is for free. It is not for sale. Email us, worldwidegospelconnection@gmail.com. You can go on Facebook at Worldwide Gospel Connection on Facebook. Let me give you three keys since you said yes to Christ. One, find your Bible. King James or NIV, find your Bible. Two, find your church home. Whether you go in physically, please mask up, sanitize your hands, wash your hands, stay 6 foot apart, be careful. If you need a church home, you're definitely welcome to join us on Abba House on Facebook. Tuesdays at 7:15 and Sundays at 10:30. Abba House on Facebook. And three, make sure the man or woman of God that you're under, that they're not only preaching the word, but they are living the word. This is very crucial since you surrender your life to Christ. Again, one, forget your Bible. Two, find your church home. And three, make sure the man or woman of God that you're under, it's not only preaching the word, but they are living the word. Again, this is very critical to surrender your life to Christ. Now, know this. The devil's going to come fight you even harder since you said yes to God. But you're not in this by yourself. We are here. We have people to come on the show that will pray for you. You're not in this by yourself. Hold on. Trust God and keep pushing through. Remember, if you want to sow, you can at $WGC2020. Again, $WGC2020. What you sow, we sow into others. This is a no-judgment zone. We don't care what you did last night, nor this morning, neither. but know that we're here. You're beautiful and wonderfully made. Your father is the king. I say this all the time. Don't give up. We are here. We hope you enjoyed the show for today for Freestyle Friday. Tune in Monday for Man Up Monday and hear who Apostle have on, the man of God that's going to be on. Remember, if you need us, you can inbox us or email us, worldwidegospelconnection@gmail.com or World Gospel Connection on Facebook. Core Gift the Gifts also have bath bombs for Mother's Day. Baskets are $25. If you want a basket or you want something together for Mother's Day, homemade bath bombs. You can text me at 832-816-7997 and let me know what you want. Remember, we're supposed to support one another. It's not hard to do. Iron sharpens iron, not rubbing the iron. You guys have a blessed and phenomenal day. Talk to you guys on Monday.
Head up to the sky and say, help me to